This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Turn it up.
We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
Somebody rushed the stage from a mess. Jumped over like six people over there. Nobody tried to stop him. He dove for a tackle and he missed, so we knew he played for the Bears.
Tour is coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena tonight. It is Matt Rife. What's up, Matt?
Good morning. How are you?
We are so good. I was wondering, is Matt going to get up early enough to talk to us here on the morning show? And look at you. I am so excited.
I am so excited and so tired. Thank you so much for making the time.
Hey, so how's Vegas been treating you? I saw you were at the Golden Knights game the other night.
Oh, my God. It was awesome. I got to crank the siren. We got the win. It was the best night. The whole team was so hospitable. And hockey's just the best sport to watch live, man. I've been having a blast. I haven't lost all my money at the casino. It's a win so far.
It's so cool that you were there doing that and felt like, okay, is this part of the whole Stay Golden Tour, Vegas Golden Knights? Are you officially a VGK fan?
You know what? I think they bought my soul. I think I'm part of the team now. I was stoked, man. They were so hospitable. Everyone was so nice. Great seats, insane energy from the whole crowd. I was like, God, I hope my show's like this. It was awesome.
Oh, I know it's going to be like that. We've been giving away tickets this week. People have been going crazy for them. And you're playing an arena. Like, how cool has it been from going? And I know you still do the clubs, the smaller clubs, but the MGM Grand Garden Arena, how cool is that?
Oh, I'm so excited. I've been coming to Vegas since I was opening for comics. And then the biggest room I had really played after that was like the Tropicana Laugh Factory when it was still up. And then we moved over to the Cosmo Theater. And then now we're at the MGM Arena. It's just been a very gradual build, and I'm so excited. These arena shows are insane. The energy is so contagious. I'm loving it.
Well, I know part of your show is just interacting with the audience. I think that's what people love the most. Is it harder to do that in an arena setting?
Not at all. I have more people to choose from.
Awesome. That's true.
The coolest part is turning a 12,000-seat arena into what feels like an intimate comedy club show. Like, it all just feels like we're at one party hanging out. I'm just kind of hosting it.
What's something you notice about the people in Vegas? I mean, obviously you have like the people on the strip that are there to party. And then you also have like us locals who actually live here. What's something you notice about the people in Vegas?
Well, the tourists are usually the crazy ones. People who live in Vegas, like, you guys have calmed down. You've had a couple of generations of having this Vegas built into your DNA. You don't go as crazy. It's always the people from like Des Moines, Iowa, coming into town and stirring the pot. They always go a little bit crazy. The funniest thing to me about Vegas is whenever I'm trying to sleep and I can hear an outdoor, like, rooftop club playing music that I'd rather hear. So I'm trying to sleep, but I end up just dancing in my bed. It's so frustrating. How am I supposed to sleep when you're playing Soulja Boy and Garth Brooks?
Soulja Boy, I've been here.
Oh, you're doing the Soldier Boy dance too.
Oh, it's so frustrating. I want to go out and have a good time, but I have to go to bed.
I love it. Well, when you're in town, do you play tourists? I don't know if this is true. It's from the internet, but is it true you're a ghost hunter?
Yes, yes. Big paranormal guy. Shout out to my boy, Zach Bagans, who has his haunted museum here.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you go there? And have you ever had a weird experience there?
I've been a couple of times. They were both for tours. One was a private tour with Zach, and then I also did their everyday tour during the daytime. No, nothing happened during the daytime, but it's an amazing tour. They have a lot of incredible artifacts there. But when I was with Zach, we kept getting a lot of activity with our devices in his Charles Manson room. He has a whole room dedicated to serial killers, and we kept getting so much stuff around Charles Manson's case. I love serial killer stuff. It's so fascinating to me. So does apparently every white girl ever. So to me, that was kind of exciting. You know, if we were making some kind of contact with somebody like that, I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's an amazing place. I love how spooky this whole place is.
Oh, man. There's a haunted park here in town, too, that you should go to at night. Like, there's weird paranormal stuff around here, too.
An outdoor park?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I went out there once, and we got ghost activity, and we were doing a tarot card reading, and one of the tarot cards just flipped over on its own. It was the scariest thing I've ever experienced.
No wind or anything?
No wind. It was just calm as could be.
My butthole would have collapsed. Terrified, but that's why you do it. You want an experience like that.
That's right. I mean, you have a way with words, and I also read on the internet that you write poetry. Is that true?
That is absolutely not true. I don't know who wrote that.
Oh, dang.
Barely rhymes.
When, as soon as you said my butthole would have collapsed, I thought for sure this man is a poet.
Yeah, my girlfriend's looking forward to having that her Valentine's Day card.
Oh, you are going to have just the best audience here in Vegas. There's nothing like a Vegas crowd, Matt. And we're really excited that you're coming to town. And hopefully we can make this a regular deal. You ever think about doing a little mini residency here in Las Vegas?
I would love to. I've never had anything less than a great time doing shows in Vegas. So the opportunity to do it more and more for a consistent streak would be awesome. Let's figure out what the best place to do it would be.
I think maybe if you write some poetry expressing your interests, maybe we can make it happen.
You know, and if the poetry doesn't work out, Thunder Down Under did invite me to come join. So maybe I'll start doing some sit-ups.
Oh, let's do it. We're so in. Matt, thank you. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.